During that track, we got a call from our pal John Prentice, who hosts a fine show here on Saturdays called Planet Mainstage, and he was complimenting you, and he said, it's great to hear you again, and he loved hearing you live. He said, you sound as good as ever.
Thanks, John. That's so sweet of you to call.
Yeah, so it's good to have him out there. And
listening.
Yes.
And hey, anybody else, feel free to call in.
That's
what's,
right. Yeah,
what's the number?
We can do that. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. And, yeah, sure.
We're not necessarily taking
requests. We used to take calls.
We used to take calls all the time, yeah. Remember, we never used to figure out how the phone worked?
Yeah, I hung up on people for years.
Yeah.
And sometimes I still do.
Oh, well, it happens. I can't believe you've been volunteering here for 13 years.
I can't believe I've been doing anything for 13 years. That is way longer than I've done anything ever before.
You must love this gig.
I do. I do. It's an unbelievable treat. It sounds weird. Okay, we're going to lock you in a room. You're going to talk to yourself for 2 hours. Some people might not think that would be all that exciting, but it's unbelievable. I can't believe they let me get away with this for this long.
Well, thanks for the compliment, John. We're going to sing another song for you. I guess I will. Nobody else here sings, right?
You don't want me to sing. I don't know about Lori, but
Lori does sing, but backup vocals, right?
In theory,
okay.
It's possible.
It is possible. But we were talking about Lucinda Williams earlier, who's one of my favorite artists, and her using a songbook on stage. And I really, really love the song that she does called Essence.
Oh, man. Now that we're talking.
But I don't do it as slow as she does, because I just can't get away with it. She's just way more sexy than me. So this one's called Essence.
Charge.
I don't know what you guys are whispering about there.
I was whispering. I fucked up the ending. But
really?
That's okay.
I didn't notice.
That's okay.
Can you say fucked up on the radio?
I think it all the time. Yeah. I said it in a song, too.
Fuck, who would have guessed?
So.
Yeah.
I had a thought while I was singing this song.
Okay.
Is that why you fucked up the ending?
That's probably why I fucked up the ending. But but now I can't remember what the thought was.
Oh, well. Okay. Yeah. See, I can't think and tie my shoes at the same time.
Well, see, we're all having this senior moment, and we're not even seniors yet. Well, Jeff and I aren't.
Watch that. I couldn't hear you. I don't have my ear horn in.
Yeah. No, Lori's not a senior yet. But you know what? You can start getting seniors discounts at the age of 55 now.
That's right.
Next year,
that's right.
I'm getting my discount.
John Prentice also reminded me to remind folks who are just tuning in. This is Lisa Marie Serafin singing so sweetly. And Lori McKenzie over there adding some beautiful dobro accompaniment and occasional moments of wit and charm.
In the accompaniment.
It's wonderful to be playing together again because we actually haven't done this together for, I guess, about 14 years. Maybe more.
Easily, yeah.
Easily. Wow. 14 or 15 years.
Well, I'm glad you could be reunited and it feels so good right here live
it
on the
does.
Air today.
It does.
Were you quoting a lyric? Maybe. Reunited and it feels so good. Maybe.
Yeah. Reunited and it feels
my
so
contribution
good.
There I'm done.
Reunited cause she understood. I remember that song. I used to dance to it at the Iron Duke in 1979. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know how to do the bump as well. But I know what I was thinking.
What?
Okay, remember I was telling you it was easier to sell a coffee mug than a CD?
Yeah.
Well, Keith Dick became a jewelry maker.
That's right.
And he recorded a CD, too. And we had this very brief conversation in which we both laughed heartily when I said, Keith, are you making more money now in jewelry making or in CD selling? And he said, easily, jewelry making. And I said, yes, pottery is doing well for me, too. And we both went, ha. So I thought maybe we should segue into a Keith Dick song from his, I think, first and only CD also. I could be wrong there. He actually is getting back into music, too. He's got
That's
a
right,
band.
Yeah.
You can look up Keith Dick on Facebook and find out what the band's name is because I don't have that information. In fact, as we speak, my iPhone is currently acting up. It's an iPhone 4.
Do you remember the songs well enough to pick a song? If not, just pretend you do.
Okay.
Let's have a look.
I think Underselling was the big...
That's right, yeah.
Off this song.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So here's one from Keith Dick on 101.
Could you tell me number it was?
Oh, sorry, man.
Before you...
It's track 6. And you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and it's really called Tell the Band to Go Home.
Yeah.
And,
such a stupid name. Your name was way better.
Oh, my name is so boring. Come on. Your Tell the Band to Go Home is the perfect name for the show. It's perfect. Songwriter Circle. It's the first thing I came up with, and I just went with it.
It works, though. All right, let's do it.
Sitting on my porch in my Sunday best. I don't look at all much better than the rest. And I don't know when he's coming around. I don't know when he calls. I don't know when he's coming around. But I sure could use the rest. Well, it's cold outside. See you pass by. You're chilled inside it, no one says hi. And I don't know why you're coming around. I don't know why you called. I don't know why you're coming around, but but I sure could use the friend. Underselling, undersold, underselling. It's older now, and what's done is done.
Va dire à mes amis que je me souviens de. Va dire à mes amis que je me souviens de. Va dire à mes amis que je me souviens de.
Since we're going through ancient history, I thought I'd pull that one out of the old bag. That's local supergroup before they were a supergroup, Off the Wagon, which featured basically the D-Rangers with Rami Mays and Joanne Rodriguez.
Good stuff.
It was good stuff. It was indeed. And before that, we heard something from Christine Fellows. We also heard Keith Dick in there, Underselling, and Rami Mays actually did a great version of that song on a little EP she did with Chris Carmichael.
Oh,
Mays
really?
And Carmichael. And that song is definitely the highlight of that, but I couldn't find that, so I thought I'd play
it. Is that because I stole them out of the CD library? No, I guess not.
Hey, I hope not.
You mentioned that you had a copy of the Brothers Landreth.
I do.
I would love to hear some more of them. I heard them at the Ottawa Blues Fest not too long ago, back in July. And they have a great following out there. They did an afternoon slot, and they were wonderful.
They are. They're absolutely wonderful, yeah.
And just as a side note, Wally Landreth, their father, did a little bit of backup vocal on my CD on
That's
one
right.
of my songs called Jackie and the Jazzman.
That's right. So you want to play that now?
The Brothers Landreth?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All
I'd
right.
love to hear that.
Okay, let's do that. Joey and Dave, the Brothers Landreth.
Aren't they awesome?
They are. They really are.
And they look so sweet and nice when they're on stage and they're smiling. It's just great.
That's because they are sweet and nice.
Yeah,
they are sweet and nice because they have a sweet and nice daddy. Speaking of their father, he's playing more and more Wally Landreth, and Laurie's been backing him up.
Well, I play with. I wouldn't like to call it backing him up. I play with him. What am I too far?
Yeah.
Am I too far away?
Yes, you're too far from the microphone.
You'd think I would know how to do this by now.
Yeah. Might have picked up.
Where have you been playing with Wally?
We played Farm Fest, which is the Campang family has a. I think this was their seventh year in Willow Bunch, Saskatchewan. You familiar with the Campang family?
No.
Annette Campang, and they were called. They had a family group called Folavoine, and it was the entire family, if I recall correctly. And then they started a band called Heart Rouge.
Oh yeah.
With fewer of them.
Okay.
And they've all gone elsewhere. Paul Campang, the only boy in the family. Married Connie Calder, and they live in Montreal, and he's become a fabulous producer. Anyway, they have on the family farm. They do this. They've done it every year for the past 7 years. They call it Farm Fest. It's a fabulous thing. People should go check it out.
Where is it held?
It's on the family farm outside of Willow Bunch, Saskatchewan, which is southern Saskatchewan.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really neat. Anyway, I played there last year and this year with Heather Bishop, and Wally came out the first year, last year, and they conscripted him to do a tweener. Which, for those who don't know, is at festivals. It's somebody to play a couple of songs while the next thing gets set up. And he asked me to play with him. And Gilles Fournier was out there, who sat in on bass. And Davey Gallant, who is a renowned Canadian producer out of Quebec, played drums. And it was just wonderful. We did two of Wally's songs, and it was just a lot of fun. And the audience loved him so much so that he was invited back this year. And Heather was as well, so I double-dipped on that one because I played with both of them, and yeah. it was great. Yeah, and Wally and I started a band and are currently looking for jobs. I'm not sure if we're keeping the name. We did play one job under the name O Sparkle Tones. And,
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's snappy. Snappier than the Shoes, but I still like the Shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the Beatle in joke thing.
Exactly.
That one.
If you're a Beatle fan, you probably would get it.
Yeah, you'd have to be a fanatic.
A fanatic.
You'd have to, you know, historian. But.
Cool. Well.
Yes.
What's on the agenda next, Jeff?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Guest's choice.
All right. Well, since I've got my guitar. Oh, it's not my guitar. Borrowing
a
guitar.
Heather Bishop's guitar.
I know. I have never played a Larrivée before, and I have to say, I think I might be a little spoiled now. It's beautiful. I thought that we would do a song that I did not record.
Oh.
And here's an interesting story. Liz told me, Liz, who used to work here,
yes.
Liz Clayton, told me that she was at a function, met up with a psychic who gave her a free reading and told her that she was going to write a hit song and it started with the letter R. And she said, no, that's my friend Lisa Marie. She's the songwriter. And she said, no, I clearly see that you are writing a hit song beginning with the letter R. Liz stopped arguing with her and left that scene, came, and she told me about this little story. And I said to her, but I don't have a song that starts with the letter R. So I wrote one.
And it's going to become a hit right now.
I hope so. It's called Reverie. Let me see if I can remember how it comes. Oh, yeah. And yeah, Lori and I are both digging our through our old files for the exact notes to play. So forgive us if you hear a few sour ones. We're trying our best. I'm staring straight ahead. and my feet are walking down the road. My head's remembering what was said back then. I was told you cared for and loved more precious than gold. Then every day each word turned closer to cold. Now I find this constant warmth that's close and keeps me here, anchored in my heart that always ran away in fear. It's tender and familiar, changed the atmosphere with every word that's spoken. The reasons are getting clear. When I'm ready to step out of this reverie, well, I'm getting ready now. Will you be there to wrap your comfort around me? This is the closest to love I've been in a while. I can't speak for you, but
it's a hit.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're going to be famous in no time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, we heard it here first.
Thank you. You're so
did you feel the magic there, Lori? Did you feel it?
There's something to be said for rehearsal.
But it's still nice to play together, you know?
Yes, it is.
Regardless.
It's very nice to hear you together.
Yeah, it's great. It's like you never left my side.
I think you left his side.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'm the one who left.
You moved.
And yeah, that's right. I did.
Don't blame him.
I'm not going to. How did you enjoy that Christine Fellows song that we played?
It was just fine,
that
indeed.
That French number. I would do that or request that in a salute to La Belle Provence.
Absolutely.
Which, of course, they don't call it anymore. They just call it Quebec.
Yeah.
Je me souviens.
Now, I don't know if anybody else has been listening since you were here, but I keep wondering about some of the people who we used to have on the show all the time. Are you in touch with any of the old crew that used to come on here? Do you know where they're at? Are they alive?
I'm sure some of them are alive. Let's see. Stacey Earle was a guest of mine.
That's right.
She's still in the music business.
And we've got new chairs.
Yeah, and they're less creaky than the old ones.
Right.
Yeah. Stacey Earle's still alive and well and in the music business. I'm not sure how thick in it to it she is anymore.
I haven't heard much from her in quite a while, actually.
She's my Facebook friend, and
excellent.
I haven't heard much from Stacey. Matthew Ryan, of course, is going strong. Let's see who else was.
You were big into Malcolm Holcomb, I believe.
Oh
back
my
in the
gosh!
Day as
yeah,
well.
Malcolm Holcomb had a pretty bad reputation as being a drunk. So I'm not sure what happened, whatever happened to Malcolm. But I know that Stacey Earle was Malcolm's friend too, and she'd say, "Well, God bless Malcolm, wherever he is."
Yeah.
Yeah,
he seems to be doing well. He's put out some great records.
He has?
Lately.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe he went to AA.
I think
and
he's probably better now.
That's good.
He sounds like he's about 100, so I think he's I think he's definitely lived.
Do you have some Malcolm Holcomb?
I do.
Oh, I would love to hear
new,
his
actually.
New stuff, because I have not.
Yeah.
I don't really keep up with what's going on but in music these days, other than listening to a little bit of CBC radio in the afternoons while I'm making pottery.
Yeah. But I was talking more about the locals that used to drop by here all the time.
Okay.
I can't even remember who else. I remember Long Bear used to come on all the time. Is Long Bear still out there?
Long Bear is, and he's now Paul Plouffe again.
Yeah.
Not now, but again. He took back his regular name. Whatever you want to call it, the kind of name, his non-Aboriginal name, Long Bear. And I think he is playing some open mics.
Yeah, I see his name every once
in
a while.
You can find Long Bear. I'm still used to calling him Long Bear. You can find Paul Plouffe on Facebook, too. And I think he goes by the name of Deacon Cool? No, that's not it. Deacon Soul. Deacon Soul.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's got an act called Deacon Soul. I think he's still recording. I know he's on Reverb Nation.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of people don't play anymore.
Yeah.
They found real jobs. Colin Gilroy is a real estate agent.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, doing very, very well as a real estate agent. And he's married and has two children, and I believe they're vacationing now in his wife's home country of Hungary.
Nice.
And
that's where my father's from.
Is he? Trying to remember who else we had on the show. Penelope Swales was one of my guests from Australia. I have no idea, but I'm sure if you Google Penelope Swales, S-W-A-L-E-S, you'll find out what she's doing these days. Mae Moore was a guest of mine.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we did a telephone interview. I still actually have cassette tapes with old shows on them.
Yeah, I have some too. I was looking for them like crazy this morning, but so I'll find them tonight, I'm sure. But
yeah,
I thought it'd be funny to go through some of those.
They were funny. There was a one show where Colin was here and a friend of his named Kevin, who was playing the Fringe Festival. And they came and did an interview with me, and I lost control of the show. Do you remember? I think it might have been my last show, as a matter of fact. I don't remember.
We had a bunch of people in here on that last show, so it's possible.
Yeah, it was a really fun last show, and I kept that on tape, and I listened to it once or twice in the last 12 years or 13 years. And because I found them in my file folder or file drawer, and I thought, oh, gosh. I actually have a cassette player. I should play these.
Yeah.
And I did, and I'm glad I kept them for posterity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So play some Malcolm Holcomb. I would love to hear Malcolm Holcomb.
He's actually got something brand new.
And isn't that the perfect Southern name, Malcolm Holcomb?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to change that name.
Let's
not at all.
That one.
And another band that I'd love to hear, because I know you have some recordings of The Wilderness of Manitoba.
I do.
And when I heard them, it really took me back to Manitoba, and I think they're fantastic. A little bit of south, a little bit of north.
Absolutely. Okay, here, how about this one? This is actually pretty new. It's something called the RCA Sessions from Malcolm. Just came out this year, and it's pretty fine stuff.
This song's about you and this song's about me, and at the end of the day, they all sound the same. Times I'm running, times I ain't, and at the end of the day, fool like a saint. Feel like a train. When I was young and shoveled coal in the stoker, pulled out the clinkers with a call in my hand. And the greatest coal truck came, had to get it on credit. Kept us warm in the snows until June. And I counted on you and you counted on me. My back was strong and my mama was weak. And at the end of the day, well, I feel like a train. And I feel like a train. About you and his songs about me, and at the end of the day, they all sound the same. Times I'm running, times I ain't, and at the end of the day, I feel like a train. Guitar and a hitchhiker to Florida, and I played in the bar and stayed drunk in the sun. I blew all my money, came back to the Blue Ridge and played in Saluda in a Black Mountain town. And at the end of the day, I feel like a train. I feel like a train.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. But not like you love your
I know it's not exactly what you had in mind, but I thought it'd be kind of fun. That's the Wilderness of Manitoba, recorded live right here at the station. I don't know if you remember, but just on the other side of that window, there used to be a room there where we recorded bands and stuff every once in a while, but now it's across the hall.
Okay.
So they came in and recorded just over across the hall there.
That is so cool.
And they were supposed to be on this show. They were they had played in Brandon the night before, and then they were going to come and play here on the Sunday. So I said, well, you know, if you can get here a little early, you can come on the show. But their gear was locked up at the venue. And
what?
They couldn't get in to get their gear, and they showed up here at 4 o'clock, like exactly at 4 o'clock. So we had them record some stuff anyway. But
well, you know, that song is it to hear it, it. I thought it was Joni at first. Then I walked into the studio, and wow, that's really cool because that was one of the very first records that I basically. Cut my teeth on, I guess you could say, as a singer. I learned how to sing listening to Joni Mitchell and listening to Corton Spark.
That's a fine teacher if you're going to try to learn how to sing.
Yeah.
That's probably the way to go.
Yeah, I just love Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, so we're running out of time here. Only a few minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to hear or you want to talk about? Or, you know, let's make the most of our time together here, okay. Lisa Marie. It's been, it's been 12 years. So.
Far too long, Jeff. Far too long. Lori was just leaving because he's got to take off and go somewhere else and do another gig or something. And he was just telling me he's found himself in the position of becoming the new member of the Chocolate Bunnies from Hell.
I didn't know there still was a Chocolate Bunnies from Hell.
I know.
How's that still happening? Like, the zoo is shutting down. I don't know if you heard this, but but without the zoo, like,
where would they
what
play?
Are we going to do with the Chocolate Bunnies from Hell if there's no zoo?
Well, I've seen them play other bars than the zoo.
Well, they used to play this place out on Portage, out by my place, every once in a while.
I don't remember where I saw them, but the Westbrook might have been a venue for them at one time. And
it's possible.
I actually saw them light their set on fire. Eric Pyle was dancing with flames, and he it was near Halloween, and they had decorated the set with cobwebby kind of fabric material or whatever, and the flame dancer got a little crazy and accidentally set the set on fire. And they didn't really notice until it was a little bit of an emergency. So
not hard to believe. I can understand why he dropped that and then ran out, because we might have to press him for some details on that if he were still around. But well, let's just wish him the best with that and see what comes of it.
Well, what he said in when he was leaving was that P.J. Burton's also from Dauphin, Laurie McKenzie's from Dauphin, and their childhood friends.
Really?
And that's how they ended up hooking up together this time around.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the pottery is still a thing. Like, can people order pottery from you? Is there like a website or anything? Or do they have to, you know, find you? Whereabouts in Quebec are you anyway?
I'm just in West Quebec, northeast of Ottawa, about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And people, I do have a website. It's lmserafin.com. Pretty easy to remember. And I don't sell pottery from my website, because I always think that pottery is more of a tangible thing, and you really want to hold it, feel it, feel the balance, the weight of a piece before you purchase it. But I actually have sold a lot of pottery via, guess what, Facebook.
Yeah.
Just by posting pictures of my newest work, and then people will say, I want that.
Cool.
And if they're from Winnipeg and I happen to come in for a parent's milestone birthday, I usually pack my carry-on with pottery for friends who want to buy it here in Winnipeg. But you can certainly go on Facebook and just look at my business page, my Facebook pottery business page, which is Poterie LM Serafin Pottery.
Great. And maybe I'll come back and do some music sometime now that we've kind of rekindled the...
Yeah.
The local spark, maybe?
Well, anytime I'm in town, I'd be happy to come by and hang out with you again for another 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
If that's for me, just take a message.
Okay, I will.
but we got to go. It's time for Sunday Drive. But it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for being here. And in case you're wondering, no, you can't have the show back.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
I don't know how to break it too easily, but oops, that's not the button I want. I wanted that button. Yeah.
Well, if you can't press the right buttons, you know,
I
might be able to get my old job back.
You could never push the button, so don't go there.
That's true. I always had a button pusher for me.
That's right. Okay, we got Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, and Comfort Cafe coming up. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back on Thursday for Steel Belted Free Range Radio at 6:30, and then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., till the band to go home returns. Thank you very much, LM.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
This is Arrested Development. You're listening to CJUN 101.5, University of Manitoba.